Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, we need to do like a Blood Brothers pact today or some sort of a promise.
And a cleanse?
That we're just going to stay together.
Okay.
There's been too much absence, and I'm not okay with it. Not that I didn't go to Greenville, South Carolina for a couple days 2 weeks ago.
Well, I got deathly ill. I'm sorry that interrupted your little radio show.
Oh, you got me deathly ill.
Sam
Dang,
says he got
little
sick.
Little radio show?
Sam said he got sick.
You
Scott
did get me
said
sick.
He got sick. I can't be to blame for all of the illness in the building. Jamie Monticelli said she got sick.
Oh, who speaks into Jamie Monticelli's microphone
well,
every afternoon?
Of all of the people.
You do.
Of all of the people. I think she speaks into my microphone.
Everybody simmer down.
Of all of the people that I actually have some sympathy for here. And I'm
it's
sorry.
Jamie Monticelli?
I'm sorry that you're sick.
Oh,
because she and
were
I
you sorry
sick.
At 3 o'clock this morning
no.
when I was throwing up into my guest bathroom
no,
toilet?
No, see, aha, that was not one of my symptoms.
No, you know why I did?
Uh-uh.
What was one of the symptoms you had?
Horrible coughing. Horrible coughing.
I coughed so hard, it triggered a gag reflex.
I do
wow,
feel
which
delicious.
Sent me into the bathroom.
For Jamie Monticelli, because...
She's innocent bystander.
She's an innocent bystander here. She does share the same microphone
mm-hmm.
as I do. You and I have a partition between us.
I hate to
Dana,
break it.
You don't think the
germs do not jump through plastic, Scott?
No. Do you think they go around it though?
No. It's
they
not crabs. It is not. They don't move. My germs
crabs.
Don't move.
What do you know about crabs?
Yeah, that was an odd choice.
Let's peel back this onion.
I've heard that they can jump from point A to point B.
It's not like syphilis,
right?
Not just going everywhere.
I do hate to break it to you, Dana. Mark Lavoie was also on that microphone last week and is now sick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, then also Mark Lavoie probably has a case. Anyway.
And germs will float.
Yes, thank you. They're airborne.
Sort of mm-hmm. on the mend. I do have a doctor appointment tomorrow at 10:30. Today is day 14 for me. This is day 14. That is insanity. My tonsils are still swollen.
I just took 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C.
You know what I think? I think we're just getting it out of the way. And then in December and January, we're all going to be fine. I did miss you. It's good to be back.
So how do you want to do this blood brother sister thing? You want to cut palms?
I want to cut palms. I want blood. And I want a pact that the four of us don't separate until the end of the year.
Wait a minute. I don't want your guys' blood.
I know. This is getting really weird.
Why not?
I don't know what you've been doing.
Okay, did you guys all do that on a playground in elementary school? Because we were in elementary school before HIV, before we even knew that like hepatitis could be a thing.
We just licked our palms. We didn't.
Oh, no. I remember some kid in third grade, Billy something, I don't remember his name, and this was 100 years ago. I remember him saying, "Who wants to be blood brothers with me?" And he had a little pocket knife, yep. Back also in school where they just let you do anything and the principal also could paddle you legally. He had a pocket knife and he was like, "Who wants to be my blood brother?" And I was like, "Oh my God, are you really going to impale yourself here?"
You never did it?
No, girls
I did, it.
Did not do, but I think boys did.
So our deal was you had to cut yourself on a line on your hand so that you
God.
Didn't create a new scar, right? And it wasn't big. It was just a little.
But you're still exchanging bodily fluids.
I almost said something inappropriate. It was a small cut.
Yes.
Not a little prick.
Okay,
and
you still said it.
So it was a small cut on a line that exists on your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Paul Weyrich that we were like 12. I asked Paul Weyrich if he wanted to be my blood brother. Mm-hmm.
Did he decline?
He declined. Went on to become a colonel in the U.S. military. He's much smarter than me. And then I asked.
Oh my God.
Then I asked Patton Thurman. Yes, yep. Who was named after General Patton.
Yeah.
And he was crazy. Still is. And I asked Patton Thurman, I'm like, you want to be my blood brother? And he looks at me and goes, hell yeah. Hmm. And so we put a small cut in our right palms, mm-hmm. right in the middle.
Right in the middle
right
there.
Right on that line yep. right there. And we were bleeding just a little bit. It was a couple drops. And we shook hands and we were blood brothers. And now I have hepatitis.
Which is exactly why I don't want your guys' blood.
We are not going.
It's still lingering after all these years.
Mm-hmm. To do that.
Couldn't get rid of it. And I have HIV.
So I asked Scott out in the newsroom, did you talk about any of the stories? I left him like a 10-story deep stack yesterday because I did feel bad. And he said, no, I did not get to any of the stories that you sent me.
That is correct.
I have reached out to our friends over at Grain Valley because I am so excited. We do not have one local kid to cheer for on the Milwaukee Brewers. We have two. One of the main pitchers who might be on the mound tonight, by the way, because they give them like a night's rest, right, Sam?
No, they give them 4 nights rest.
He might be back on the mound tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, you got to recharge that arm, make sure that elbow gets as
one
much
of
rest
our kiddos is from Grain Valley High School.
Well, is he a starter or a
he is a
reliever.
Starter.
Then he gets 4 nights rest.
And then one of the relievers is from Park Hill. We have two local kids, you guys, on the Milwaukee Brewers. So someone said to me on Facebook, you know, baseball's over. No, it's not. Mm-mm. We are cheering so hard for Milwaukee.
No, I think this postseason is fantastic.
And if did you watch the game last night? Oh! So Milwaukee lost last night. All the batter had to do was take the ball to the knee that was barreling straight toward him, and it would have tied the game. We were down by one.
Well, we weren't down by anything.
It would have walked in a run. And instead, you know, when a ball's coming at you 90 miles an hour, Scott, your body, fight or flight, will jump back. It was coming right at him. Everyone today is saying he should have taken the pitch to the knee. He should have taken the Nancy Kerrigan.
Why? By the way, it was her birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday, Nancy Kerrigan. Mm-hmm. Anyway, do not miss that game tonight. Two local kiddos, and we've reached out to Grain Valley.
Oh, are they playing again tonight?
Yeah, they're playing again tonight, and then they have a travel day tomorrow to get out to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Do not be rooting for the Dodgers. We have two local kids on that Brewers team.
And so what are you going to do about it?
We're going to get his coach on. I want his high school coach on. Everybody's local. Mom and dad are local. Everybody's local.
Well, I would hope if he's from here that mom and dad are from here too.
100. Well, you know how sometimes someone ends up in the major leagues. And I mean, if my child ended up in any professional sport, I probably would have picked up stakes and moved. But I do believe they are still local.
You would have left Kansas City if your kid became a professional athlete?
I probably would have bounced around and followed him. Yeah.
All right, Texter. I'm cheering for front row Amy.
Her name is Boobs McGee. I'm sorry we've named her. Last night, she's sitting right there, and I just said to Johnny, well, there's Boobs McGee in the front row. When you watch the Brewers, you will also see
front row Amy.
I mean, front row Amy, they are.
To be fair, I don't think front row Amy was exclusively referencing the row she's sitting in.
Oh, it's always front row. She's always in the front row,
no,
Sam.
No, I'm front row.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. She.
get what I'm saying?
She is
Sam. We're this is not
center,
our first rodeo. We're aware of what
right
you're saying.
Right behind home plate.
You're saying she has big boobs.
You know she also keeps every single stat. So like
she's a scorekeeper.
Swing and a miss. She's got a little mm-hmm. booklet, and she writes
it's
down
called a scorecard.
Every single no, it's a gigantic book. Think a scrapbook.
How does she see it?
She. She writes down every single metric. And I asked him last night.
She have
I
to
said,
hold it out in front?
Does she know they have people in Major League Baseball that are doing that, like right above her in the suites? Like, I'm sure
well,
both teams have
it's a hobby.
Statistics
yeah,
keeper.
Buck O'Neill used to go to the Royals games.
He was a baseball player.
I understand, but some people still like to do that. You know who else does that? Oh my gosh, there's somebody who goes, dang it, it's going to come to me. It escapes me at the moment. Very famous actor. Who is behind home plate at
one of the New York teams or something?
One of New York or LA teams and keeps a scorecard.
Oh.
Now, granted, he can see his.
Does she have to use an easel?
She. God bless her. She keeps a stat on baseball, but...
you know, in the 19 years that I've been on this show, Sam, I don't know that the word easel has ever been said until today.
Well, you're welcome.
Mm.
Does she use an easel? Maybe she does, maybe she don't.
Here are their names, by the way. One of their relievers on the Brewers team is Aaron Ashby. He went to Park Hill High School, okay? Is the nephew, I think, or a son of somebody who is also a famous baseball player.
Good luck with this next one.
I lovingly call him Krzyzewski. His first name is Jacob.
Last name is unpronounceable.
Has a lot of vowels in it. I think it's Mizorowski.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sorry?
Maybe a music stand?
Call him Jacob.
She might use a music stand, Sam. We don't know if she's going to have time.
I call him Jacob.
Tried to get that one through security.
Are we done?
Not yet.
I am the one that brought it to your all's attention. Why it was me that brought it up to you Friday, I don't know, but it was.
Why was it you?
Because you can't miss her.
You can't miss part of her.
Yes, it's right there.
What's right there?
Her volleyballs.
Okay, now.
Wow.
She keeps the stats on the baseballs. She brings volleyballs to the stadium. I'm just telling you, they're right there.
Okay.
She's a super fan. God love her. She's beautiful.
And she wasn't originally, right? The story goes.
I don't think she has any connection to baseball.
That she just started attending games and then fell in love with the game.
Yes.
And now brings an easel so she can keep stats.
It is what it is.
Was originally a 17th row Amy and then moved up to the front row because she must be seen.
Reminds me of somebody else I know. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Billy Sam, you had mentioned Hollywood a moment ago. I cannot go another second without mentioning the passing of Diane Keaton. I have been so sad over the loss of that icon. I just love everything that woman did. Cannot believe she was only 79, which as we get older, doesn't seem as old as it used to, right?
Right.
And I had a friend who was in Vegas watching the Martin Short and Steve Martin. They do a comedy show. They kind of do a seated couch talk thing back and forth with the audience. It's a very popular show to go see. And they ended the performance last night with just a moment of silence. A gigantic screen came down with a photo of Diane and the audience. They said, let's have a toast to her, and then that's all they said about it because they're all very,
something's
very
got to give.
Close. Something's got to give.
Father of the Bride.
All those other movies, and of course, The Godfather.
Godfather.
Something's Got to Give is one of the best movies of all time.
She won an Oscar for that, if I'm not mistaken.
If she didn't, she should have, and all of them. My God, Keanu Reeves is in it. Jack Nicholson and her were very close.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just what a Hollywood story. Never married. Was connected to
is that right?
Nope. Was connected.
I didn't know that.
To a string of leading men.
Well, let's not make her sound like she's
no. With whom she had beautiful relationships over the years. She dated Al Pacino. She dated
Woody Harrelson, or not Woody Allen.
Woody Allen.
Woody Harrelson.
oh my gosh, why can't I think of Annette Bening's husband's name? He dated everyone in Hollywood, so, but that's not Warren Beatty. But never married and adopted two children much later in life at age 50.
You're right. She never did marry. Huh.
And all of my friends, my age and older, all went back over the last couple of days, and we've just been binging all of those shows because what a brilliant gift she has left us with all of those movies.
Limited theaters are putting out this week, what was the Annie movie that she was in? Annie Hall. So a limited number of movie theaters around the country are putting back out Something's Gotta Give.
Yeah, God.
Father of the Bride and Annie Hall this weekend.
You have never seen
to see it on the big screen.
Have you seen Something's Gotta Give?
Oh, yeah.
Jack Nicholson goes, what's with all the turtlenecks?
Oh, no, no, no. You're missing the greatest line in that movie.
Well, we can't repeat the greatest line in the
movie.
Well,
all right, the second
greatest. I didn't say anything.
Go sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Yeah, she just is one of my all-time favorites.
I'm going to her movie list. Of course, The Godfather, Played Against Sam, Godfather 2. Annie Hall.
Family Stone, was that one of them? She was in one with, what was the one with Goldie Hawn, Scott, and First Wives Club? I don't know that I ever saw that one, but anyway, so sad.
You've never seen The First Wives Club?
I've never seen The First Wives Club.
Yeah, she was in it, 1996.
But I'm going to go back now and start watching.
Something's Gotta Give came out in 2003? I thought that was a 90s movie.
No, she had a friend who saw her maybe 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
Not look good?
Said that when she saw her, she was shockingly thin, that she had lost a lot of weight. And she was such a tiny human anyway, Scott, that I wonder if she just came down with something very suddenly and was just sick.
Yeah.
But I love her. I've always said if I could be a tenth of the woman that Diane Keaton was at any point in her life, you'd be one hell of a woman.
Story here from the Kansas City Star. A little girl in Kansas City has died after being hit while riding her bike in South Kansas City earlier today. Several police departments were called to the area of Longview Road and Food Lane around 7:20 this morning to a critical injury crash, according to Captain Jake Pacina, spokesman for the Kansas City Police Department. A white Ford Transit van was traveling north on Food Lane, turning west onto Longview Road at the intersection. At the same time, a girl under the age of 10 was riding her bike within a marked crosswalk on a green signal.
Within a marked crosswalk on a green signal. So you guys know when you pull up, and I've done this before, Scott, where you pull up to the light and you're trying to turn and there's no one coming. And so you're looking off to the right and you just go. Mm-mm. And if you don't look at that crosswalk, she was probably just right there. It more often than not happens when you're turning right.
Right.
And you're just not looking. You're looking left to see, can I go, can I go, can I go? And you roll that red.
And this was a yielded left turn?
It was a yielded. Yeah. And so Sam, she had the right of way. And my God, it just breaks my heart.
The first thing south on Food Lane from that intersection, Ingalls Elementary School.
Yeah, she was probably biking to school. She was biking to school, I think I read. Is she 8 or 9, Scott, did it say?
So she was under the age of 10.
My God.
You have to look. And nobody stops on the stop line anymore. Nobody.
Okay, let's talk about that. Most people roll through the crosswalk onto the stop line. And if you've ever gotten caught where there's a jogger coming by and your big nose is sticking out and you do that, oh my God, I'm so sorry thing, but I can't reverse now because there's a car behind me. No one stops anymore where they're supposed to, do they?
I've seen somebody tap the hood because they had to walk out into the intersection to go around a car because they stopped right in the middle of the crosswalk. The first big, bold, white line before the crosswalk is the stop line. That is where you are supposed to stop, and no one does it. Today, it seems it's either...
No one. I mean, you're paying
They just roll it, or they're not paying attention. I don't think they do it intentionally. I think you just look up and there's the stoplight and we all have kind of a comfortable buffer where you stop. Mm. And for too many people, it is beyond where you are supposed to.
Well, and let's be honest, for a lot of people that do it, it's texting and driving.
Yeah.
You look up, you see the yellow light. Oh no, you slam on the brakes. You don't have enough time to stop before the stop line. And at that point, you're not regarding what else is around you because you were already texting and driving. And you're right, Scott, I'll be fair. 98% of people don't stop at the stop line.
I'll tell you this, I go through probably no fewer than 5 crosswalks on just getting to my house after work. I dart left, dart right with my eyes before I go through a crosswalk because I am petrified of some kid walking with mom or dad or some just kid like this young gal on a bicycle going through that crosswalk because technically they have the right of way.
I mean, it happened to me on Friday.
Not even technically. They do have the right of way.
Yeah, you're right.
I was at a stoplight waiting to turn right. I looked left. It was clear. And I started to pull my foot off the brake. And thank God I looked to my right because a kid who had the green light didn't stop, you know, to see if I was going to go because there was no reason for him to. He had the walk sign, started biking across the street, and thankfully my foot was still on the brake.
So I think this is going to involve a lot of our listeners who are going to have opinions on this next story. We've seen Prairie Village and Leawood to some extent and some other communities wanting to do something with respect to the e-scooters. E-bikes as well, but really the e-scooters when you are talking
about— Which is what the kids
little kids. Yes. Police in Leawood sadly are investigating after a crash. Kiddo was on an e-scooter. Child is critically injured. And this happened, Scott, right over by around 100th and Lee Boulevard. South of the old, south of the old police station, north of the
Lee Park.
Lee Park and Water Park and all of that stuff.
That's a busy area.
Lee Boulevard. Scott, we're going to talk about it when we come back.
There are no sidewalks. There are no sidewalks out there. Street.
And Lee Boulevard might say 25 miles an hour. If you live in one of those historic homes,
nobody goes 25.
That road can be an Autobahn.
All right. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. All right, story here from Channel 5. A juvenile is in critical condition after a crash in Leawood. This happened last night around 6 o'clock on Lee Boulevard, just north of 103rd Street. If you're not familiar with the area, as Dana said to me during the break, it is not pedestrian friendly. There are no sidewalks. Lee Boulevard is a very busy boulevard. And what some teenager was doing on an e-bike, and I'm not victim blaming necessarily, at 6 o'clock on a Monday afternoon on that major roadway. What?
So somebody on the text line said, and I thought that I had seen on the story that it was south of 103rd Street.
And I said e-bike. I meant to say electric scooter, and there's a difference.
Somebody on the text line said they drove by it last night and said that it was actually on the north side of 103rd Street where there are actually sidewalks, but that's beside the point. That is a blind curve. I drive it all the time. A couple of buddies, their parents live in that neighborhood, so we would be over there all the time. And when you are coming up Lee, and Dana, you're right, that section of Lee that is north of 103rd Street is 35 miles an hour, but people drive 40, 45, 50. And as you're coming around that bend, you cannot see anything. I can't count the number of times that I've been driving up that road and almost rear-ended somebody who was stopped at the stoplight because as you're coming over that hill, it is completely blind.
It's blind. And so I think one of the questions we have when we look at stories like this, cities have started to put in some reasonable restrictions about the e-scooters, primarily for children's safety, but also, let's be honest, they are a nuisance if you're riding them around strip malls and coffee shops and could be a hazard to pedestrians. And it was Prairie Village, I think, a couple weeks ago that said, all right, we're done. We don't want these at the Village shops. We don't want these in Corinth. Mm-hmm. We can't really stop the kids from riding on them, but we can put out some, you know, guidelines for parents. Scott, I don't know what the answer is, because even if you're wearing a helmet on one of those, even if you are wearing a helmet, the injury between a car and a child on an e-scooter, the car is going to win every single time.
But let me ask you a question. Would we have a different opinion on this if the kid was on a bicycle?
Well, we just talked about this terribly sad case this morning where that child, that girl, was doing everything right, okay? She was on her way to school. We want kids to get out. We want kids like the old days to bike or walk to school, right? She was in the crosswalk.
She had the right of way.
Had the right of way, struck by a van, and lost her life. And so would I feel different? I'm going to be honest, and I am not, my God, I'm not victim blaming. On Lee Boulevard, I would not feel different at all because it is not a flip it around. I'm not going to say it's not a pedestrian-friendly road. It is like pedestrian, you're taking your life into your own hands road to me. And I used to live not far from there.
And there are some places, let's be honest, and I know bicycles have the same rights to the road as cars.
Where just because it's illegal does not mean it's the smartest choice, just the best choice.
Just because it's legal,
does not mean it's the best choice.
And so I believe on some portions of Shawnee Mission Parkway, not all, not when it becomes U.S. whatever the heck it is out west, but on some portions of Shawnee Mission Parkway, I believe technically it is legal to ride a bicycle. Equally with College Boulevard, with Johnson Drive. I don't know about Nolan Road out in Independent. I have no idea. I don't know if that's just Nolan Road or if it's also a state highway. But just because you have the right to ride your bicycle on that road doesn't mean you should. And people have to start getting their head out of their you-know-whats and realize this is not safe for something that is not encased in steel and going 45 miles an hour.
Now, to be clear, Lee, north of 103rd Street, is a bike-friendly road. They have bike lanes on the side of the road.
And you would feel comfortable riding a bicycle in those lanes?
Absolutely not.
I would not. Even if you're a 55-year-old bicycle enthusiast, and I know they have every right to be there. That's why they're a bicycle lane, like all of that stuff. There are a handful of roads around town. Metcalf would be one of them. Wherever you're listening from, you could be in Lee's Summit right now. Every city has that road where cyclists use it, and you think, man, I don't know that I'd do that. Not because the cyclist is doing anything wrong at all, because nobody in their car is paying attention, and it doesn't make it right.
What you are doing, you are going 15 miles an hour in an area that is not really bike friendly. I mean, would you ride a bicycle on 23rd Street in Lawrence?
Oh, of course not.
Iowa?
No, of course not.
Why?
And I remember, Scott, even when the kids were 13, 14, and they would want to go up and play basketball by the Price Chopper at 133rd and Mission Road, I did not want them biking or walking on Mission Road. There's an elementary school right there.
Mm-hmm. I've played basketball
there. But you know this, Scott. If that crosswalk is not activated right there in front of the elementary school there, traffic drives faster than it should. Doesn't make it okay.
I agree with you.
But then you throw in cell phones, and there are just certain roads where, like, no, cut through the neighborhoods, no.
I remember when we lived in Roland Park, and now that I don't live there anymore, I can tell you what road it was on. I lived on Knoll, okay? It wasn't the busiest the busiest street in Roland Park, but it wasn't the quietest. I remember when Sarah was learning to ride her bicycle, we had sidewalks, but they were, you know, they weren't even, and I was afraid she'd hit a bump and, like, fall over her handlebars and break her face. So when she was finally at the age where she could ride her bicycle by herself, I would get in my car, and I would ride behind her so as no one would hit my kid with their car. I remember not once but twice somebody ended up showing up at my house saying, I saw you following a little kid on their bicycle.
Yeah.
And I said, Yeah, you did. You want me to bring the kid out? That's mine.
Yeah.
I was following the kid in my armored vehicle so you wouldn't hit her.
But you mentioned Knoll, and a couple of years ago, they made the busy part of Knoll a bike lane.
Mm-hmm.
So now they are encouraging people
in Roland Park. It's not that busy. You're talking about south of Shawnee Mission Parkway.
Specifically south of Shawnee Mission Parkway. It is now all a bike lane all the way to 103rd Street.
We all have to learn how to exist on the roads together. Okay? We do. We absolutely do.
Yeah, drive a car.
We want to be a pedestrian-friendly city. We want to be a pedestrian-friendly city.
Then build sidewalks.
But see, cyclists, you would say as a pedestrian, Scott, and cities would agree, that as a cyclist, you are now putting a pedestrian in danger if you are biking on a sidewalk, which is why the cyclists do belong on their part of the roadway. I wish we lived in a society where people paid more attention so there wasn't a yeah, but at the end of that sentence. Like, you have every right to be there. You have every right to, I suppose, ride an e-scooter at 6 o'clock at night on Lee Boulevard. But you know what I'm about to say
Do you have that right?
My heart is broken for the driver that struck that child.
What I'm asking is, if we're going to let people ride bicycles in the street, which of course legally they are technically and legally allowed to do, do we not need to put an age limit on it? Is it time to license, dare I say, bicyclists? If you're going to ride on Shawnee Mission Parkway or Lee Boulevard or Nolan Road or, you know, Warnell, Ward Parkway. Can you imagine a bicyclist on Ward Parkway? Merciful God. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah. By the way, Leewood does not have a specific city ordinance prohibiting bicycles, e-bikes, e-scooters on sidewalks. Some cities will not allow you to ride those on sidewalks. Leewood does not have that ordinance.
And so I don't know what the solution is here. Do we just say they're bad? We're not going to have them?
The biggest issue is people need to slow down.
You're talking about motorists.
You can't regulate that. I mean,
we do regulate it.
You could ticket somebody who's going too fast. You can't. This is a reactionary conversation we're having because a child is in critical condition.
The time
one's dead.
And how long have we said on this program it is going to happen? The cities have said it. We've got to get ahead of this e-scooter thing.
But Dana, one child is in critical condition. Another child is dead.
Breaks my heart.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go to John in Parkville. John, good afternoon. Hello, welcome.
Good afternoon. Okay, first, I'm of the age where streets were pretty much safe for bikes and pedestrians anywhere. Second, I grew up in California, and they were much more friendly than Kansas or Missouri are, period. There's lots of places that don't have sidewalks in this town. I've got a simple solution, but nobody's going to like it. Give the police the authority to routinely write tickets and up the fine for a speeding or a intersection ticket to $1,000 minimum. Of that, $100 goes to the officer. The rest goes to a building and construction fund for pedestrian and bicycle support.
Explain both of those. Some of the money from the ticket would go to the police officer?
Yeah, because they're not motivated to write tickets these days. Only the most egregious ones get it.
And then the other 90% of the money would go exactly where again?
Into the local capital improvements fund and be earmarked by law for pedestrian and cyclist improvements.
I'm not sure that I'm a big fan of the idea of rewarding police officers with a commission on the number of tickets that they write.
Well, hate to say it, but a long time ago, that was tremendously common.
Well, a long time ago, police officers would follow you home when you were drunk to make sure you got there safely.
Pour out the beer. And I want to be clear. I said something. Too. Thank you for the call, John. I want to be clear. I said something earlier about my heart breaks for the driver who struck the child on the e-scooter. We don't know what preceded, what led up to the wreck. I want to say, obviously, it goes without saying, if there is no indication of impairment or anything else of that nature. If this was just someone trying to get home from work, minding their own business in their car, and bam, out pops e-scooter, my heart breaks for the driver. Scott,
you have to live with that for the rest of your
never,
life.
Never, ever be the same.
Mm-hmm.
Impairment would be wild at 6 p.m. on a Monday, but we've seen wilder.
There were a lot of people on vacation for the federal holiday yesterday, Sam. I don't think there is any indication of any of those things at all. I'm just saying when I said my heart shatters for the driver, that is to say if the driver was completely doing nothing wrong, then this just underscores the conversation we've been having about these scooters.
Of the two federal holidays yesterday, which one were you celebrating?
Indigenous Peoples Day.
I see.
Yeah.
Not Columbus Day?
No, Scott.
Not the day that the white man came over?
You white people have all the other days. We get one day. Really?
Joe in Kansas City. Joe, hello.
Good afternoon, guys. I love your show.
It's yours, and thank you for it.
Hey, I do non-emergency medical transportation. And last week, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, on a Friday, when the traffic was heavy, there was a scooter in front of me trying to chug up a hill. He had no plates on it or anything because he didn't have a sidewalk to ride a scooter on.
But, Joe, I don't think they're required to have plates.
Well, why can't they obey the rules like we have to obey the rules, you know, when we're in our cars.
Is it because it's by weight?
To a red light, he went right across the street in a red. The light was red.
Well, technically and legally, Joe, they are required to obey those rules, those laws.
A lot of them don't.
I don't disagree with you on that. You're right. A lot of them don't.
I looked at my rearview mirror, and there were about 12 cars behind me, and they were all flashing their lights, thinking that I was the one going slow, and this guy had a little bitty scooter in front of me, couldn't even hardly make it up the hill.
Well,
I rolled my window down, and I said, obey the rules. I said, I hollered at him, you know, and he did an expletive, you know, and I just drove away. But, you know, these guys, you know, if they want to do that, then they need to, you know, be courteous.
Okay. All right, Joe. Hey, do appreciate the call, my friend. Thank you for it. Okay. We got news coming up with Dan Weinbaum in 2 minutes. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Don't forget to check out the Dana Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple, also on Spotify, or go to our website, KMBZ.com. We'll see you on the other side of the news.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.